A Cashless Society. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. A Short History of Money. For thousands of years, people have traded by swapping precious objects for goods and services. Many different objects have been used for these transactions. People have used shells, feathers, and even tea bricks, which are small bricks made by pressing wet tea leaves together. Eventually, most societies around the world created coins and notes to use as money. Coins and notes were easier for people to carry around than the other objects they had used. Today, thanks to technology and innovative thinking, there are many ways to carry out a financial transaction without the need to use cash. This has led to the term cashless society. Chapter 2. Checks. A check is a piece of paper that authorizes the transfer of money from one person to another. Checks are issued by banks to their customers. When customers want to use a check to make a transaction, they have to write four things onto the check: the name of the person or company who is to receive the check, the date, the amount of money to be transferred, their signature. A bank will only allow the transfer of funds to take place when the signature has been checked against an original signature held by the bank. Advantages of checks. The main advantage of using a check is that it enables large amounts of money to be transferred without the need to physically exchange a large amount of cash. This makes the transaction safer. Disadvantages of checks. The main disadvantage of using a check is that checks are subject to forgery. Forgery means that a person pretends to be another person and uses the other person's checks to pay for things. However, banks have a policy of waiting at least 3 days before finalizing a check transaction. This gives people who know they have had checks stolen time to cancel a forged transaction. Chapter 3. Cards. During the 20th century, different types of cards that carried out the functions of money came into existence. The four main types of cards are credit cards, debit cards, prepayment cards, smart cards. Credit cards. A credit card is a plastic card that people can use to buy goods and services. A credit card has a strip of magnetized material on it. This strip holds information about the card holder. When the card holder uses his or her card, the information is transferred to the bank or other institution that issued the credit card. Unlike checks, which require the amount of money being transferred to be in the check holder's bank account, credit cards allow people to spend money that they haven't yet earned. They are then sent a monthly bill that outlines how much they have to pay back that month. Advantages of credit cards. Credit cards are easy to carry around. They also enable people to buy goods and services in an emergency if they don't have the money to pay for them. Disadvantages of credit cards. The main disadvantage of credit cards is that people can get into financial trouble by spending more money than they can afford to pay back. Debit cards. A debit card is a plastic card similar to a credit card. The major difference between debit cards and credit cards is that a debit card only allows a person to spend money that is in his or her bank account. This helps overcome the main disadvantage of credit cards. So, people who use a debit card cannot get into the same level of financial trouble as someone using a credit card. The bank issuing the debit card won't allow a transaction to go through if the cardholder doesn't have enough money in his or her bank account. Prepayment cards. Prepayment cards are usually made from plastic or cardboard. They are cards that have a certain amount of money stored in them. The money is stored as information in a magnetized strip or a microchip. A person buys the card for the same amount of money that is stored in the card. He or she then uses the card until the amount of money stored in the card has run out. The most common use of prepayment cards is for telecommunications. People can insert their card into a public phone and make telephone calls without the need to put in cash. Prepayment cards are very popular in Japan. Smart cards. Smart cards look similar to credit cards. They are usually used for small transactions and replace the need for people to carry cash around with them. The owner of a smart card can transfer money from his or her bank account onto his or her card using a special machine in a bank or post office. The owner can then use the card at shops to buy goods. The cost of the goods is transferred from the card owner to the shop owner. When the card is running low on money, the card owner can top it up again. Chapter 4. Electronic Banking. Electronic banking involves the transfer of funds through messages sent electronically between two or more banks or other types of financial institutions. Two of the most common types of electronic banking are direct deposits and direct debits. Direct deposits are amounts of money paid into a person's bank account from another account. This is now a very common way for companies to pay the wages of their workforce. Direct debit involves the holder of a bank account authorizing a company to transfer regular amounts of money out of his or her bank account and into the company's bank account. People use direct debit to pay regular bills, such as telephone or electricity bills. Chapter 5. Internet Banking. The creation of the Internet has changed people's lives in many ways. One major change is in the way people manage their bank accounts. Internet banking allows people to view their accounts, pay bills, and transfer money at home using their personal computers, all without having to go into a bank. Banks put major security procedures in place to stop anyone but the real account holder from accessing their bank account over the Internet. This helps to ensure that people's bank accounts are safe.